One of the mysteries surrounding the fatal shooting of a deaf man by a state trooper in Charlotte nearly 2 weeks ago involved the car chase before the shooting. Police radio traffic of the pursuit indicates the chase of Daniel Harris reached a speed of 100 miles per hour. Trooper Jermaine Saunders gave a dispatcher an ongoing account of the chase on I-485.
Let's say this is the 88 and a 70.
10-4, 88 and a 70, 88 and a 70, 1020.
20 seconds later, the dispatcher confirms a new speed.
100 MPH, light traffic.
Harris soon took the Rocky River Road exit in northeast Charlotte. The dispatcher confirms attempts to get Harris to stop. He doesn't, at least not until he turns into his neighborhood. And when he does stop...
Jump and run,
11 seconds later, Trooper Saunders reports firing his weapon. Harris died at the scene. The Highway Patrol released the audio in response to media open records requests. The agency did not release dash cam video. There's no indication from the audio recording which direction Harris was running in, and there's no indication why the trooper shot Harris. The shooting occurred in the evening of August 18th before sunset. Afterward, the Highway Patrol released few details of the incident. The agency had said there was a car chase but said nothing about the speeds reached. The Highway Patrol did not say that Harris had run from his vehicle. Instead, the incident was simply described as an encounter. The shooting has received national attention and brought to light the many safety concerns that deaf people have when it comes to interactions with law enforcement. The State Bureau of Investigation has not determined whether the shooting was justified.